This is a runoff election between pro-Western incumbent Boris Tadic and nationalist Tomislav Nikolic, the two biggest vote winners in the first round 2 weeks ago. Marko Blagojevic of Belgrade Center for Free Elections says the turnout is on track to exceed the 61% total from the first round.
Belgrade obviously woke up earlier this morning, as the turnout in Belgrade by 9 a.m. was higher than it was 2 weeks ago, while the turnout in central Serbia is lower than it was 2 weeks ago.
Voting is said to be brisk among minority Serbs in Kosovo, the southern ethnic Albanian majority province that is expected to soon declare its independence. The main issue in the campaign has been Serbia's future orientation. Mr. Nikolic, whose party was aligned with Slobodan Milosevic in the 1990s, favors closer ties to Russia, Serbia's main ally in opposing independence for Kosovo. Mr. Tadic, similarly, opposes Kosovo independence, but favors closer links with the West and rapid moves towards membership in the European Union. Pollster Blagojevic says a spirited debate between the two candidates at the end of the campaign has ignited even more voter interest.
People in Serbia are obviously very interested in these elections, more interested than we could have imagined they would be. And a high number of those that have seen the duel of presidential candidates on Thursday is one of the indications for that.
While most power in Serbia rests with the prime minister, the constitution gives the president control of the armed forces. With NATO in charge of security in Kosovo since 1999, close cooperation has recently been established between the regional alliance and the Serbian army. Analysts say that those ties would likely be diminished if Mr. Nikolic wins the election. Both candidates say Serbia will not intervene militarily in Kosovo in the event of an independence declaration. Barry Wood, VOA News, Belgrade.